we'll start the 6:30 Planning Commission meeting for Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. We'll start the meeting with a call to order, which I think we just did. Minutes from the September 7th meeting. You can review that and
we'll have to stay those because I'm not done with them yet.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
Yeah, no, not done with those yet.
Okay, so we will skip the minutes from the 7th meeting and do them at the next meeting. Next is the review of the purchase agreement with Clean Chicken. We can go through this, but just for a note that the City Council did pass it on Monday night already. So we'll just, if you want to say anything about it so we can
get it done. Did we
agree to strike it? No. So city ordinance does require approval from the Planning Commission and the City Council. The purchase agreement is not valid until until the Planning Commission approves it also. Yep. That is not an or, it is an and. Both must do it.
Well, that's fine, we'll just do it.
Right, yeah. And so just like we've covered before, they are purchasing two parcels in the industrial park. And I know there's been kind of, just with their name, it's a little misleading about Clean Chickens. It is not a chicken processing plant. They plan to process small livestock and it's gonna be a halal facility that processes goats and lambs. And so, The big boy showed up at like the council meeting or like in the presence on Monday, Jimmy O, with a lot of questions. Yeah. So I don't know if you guys saw like the line of questioning Monday night, but that's what it was related to. Yeah. And I mean like there is a radius that is enforced for poultry processing plants. And so if it was going to be a chicken processing plant, then there would have been like real concerns that it wouldn't be allowed. But this is a small livestock processing plant that plans to exclusively process goats and lamb.
Yes.
So, there you go.
Alrighty, I'm sure you've all read the whole purchase agreement.
It's like 16 pages.
If you have any questions, or if you do not have any questions, we'll just take a motion to approve it.
Did they formally change their name?
Have you guys formally changed your name yet?
It's actually going to, I was just talking to Pietro a little bit earlier. I said, you know, a lot of grief could have been resolved or prevented by saying Clean Chickens and Company LLC doing business as Happy Halal.
And a so name. Did you register it?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Well, there's a bird flu going on, barely. And essentially, if you think about that, it's kind of... Essentially, this neck of woods has put a lot of eggs in one basket by just being only poultry. And so that diversification makes it a little tricky if you specialize in poultry. Because it took the egg layers and the turkeys a lot out of the equation, but it still didn't resolve the hunger issue with it, you know, different niches that are looking for a goat or lamb alone. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so when they reviewed it, they had several corrections, and those corrections were made and incorporated into the new purchase agreement. So, with correct acreage, and it was approved with the amended acreage for 4.28 acres for the two parcels. So, Jared's not here yet. Interesting.
Any other questions?
Looking for a motion.
Yes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Yeah. Motion in a second. We will, any further discussion, otherwise we'll do call for Justice. Cletus?
Yay.
Stephanie?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jasmine?
Aye.
Kelsey?
Aye.
Jeff? Aye. Alrighty.
Motion passes.
Skylark Mall rezone application review.
I'll be in touch probably tomorrow, just with kind of like what the next steps are going to be, just as far as like now starting the plan review process. I know we've done the introduction, but we'll start that process and then let you start like your review, site plan, and all that stuff. And then if we'll figure out like building plans and everything, so I'll be in contact.
Great.
Yep.
Thank you all.
Yep, thank you very much.
Have a great night.
Sorry, Jeff.
Yep, what's that?
All right, so.
Trailer, mall.
Yep, so the Skylark Mall rezone application. All right, so staff has made a priority to dissolve the shopping center district. The Planning Commission has made a priority to dissolve the shopping center district as well. Skylark Mall has long operated their establishment as a general business operation. Changing to general business will not negatively impact Skylark Mall or their tenants. Staff and Planning Commission will soon work on a new general business district that is retail intensive to allow for large-scale retail. That's just for clarity purposes, south of Wilmer Avenue. So the recommendation is to approve the rezone application for Skylark Mall. I believe Mr. Ken Perusik is here tonight to speak on behalf of Skylark Mall. If you guys have any questions, would you like to speak?
If anybody has any questions, I'll be more than happy to
answer. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, we talked about this back several months ago when we were going through the Uptown Mall.
Yep.
So it's just a continuation from that. And these were the only two parcels, there, two shopping center zones in town. So yep. This will basically eliminate shopping center mall district, zoning district.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Any, do you have questions?
Motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Second, motion and second. Are you getting the names down for...
Yep, okay, we're good.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, not hearing any. Stephanie?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jasmine?
Aye.
Kelsey?
Aye.
Cletus?
Aye.
Jeff? Aye. Okay. Thank you for coming.
A pleasure, thank you. Do I need to come back for a third meeting?
Okay, so, yeah, so...
you're all lovely people. I was thinking more city council, I don't know.
Yeah, so the next steps will be introducing the public hearing at the council meeting. So that'll happen at the October 3rd meeting. You do not need to come to that meeting.
Okay.
You need to be at the October 17th meeting, which will be the public hearing for the rezone of the property. And so then October 17th, you can speak, other members of the public can speak, but I imagine it'll kind of go just like this. So, yep.
See you all on October 17th.
Yep. Well, thank you very much.
We won't be there, but
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
All right.
Popeye's plan review application.
Yep. All right. Oh, man. I'm getting nervous when Jared's going to show up. All right, so the Popeye's plan review application. So Popeye's development team has been working with staff since early 2022. They are proposing a Popeye's restaurant with a drive-through window. This is an allowed use for the plan review. The Popeye's development team worked with staff to come up with acceptable ingress and egress for the city and the developer. There are no full entries on the site. The proposed building is a modern take on the Popeye's design and will be a nice building on a main intersection in town. This proposal will need a variance for their parking spaces. The project as proposed shows 14 parking spaces, but their square footage mandates 31 spaces be provided. Section 4.8(c)(3) states at least one space for each 40 square feet of gross area and one space for each 80 square feet of kitchen area. Proposed kitchen area is 1,113 square feet and dining area is 673 square feet. So that's how it came to the 31 spaces. So comments on the back. Fire Chief Hansen, my only concern would be the narrow drivable roadway around the building. Other than that, it looks good. Police Chief Felt, thanks for the plan review. I'm looking at it. I don't see anything that sticks out. The former Dairy Queen at the corner had some occasional issues with people going east that would have to cross three lanes to get into that lot on the Wilmer Avenue and tended to crash. I don't see a way around it though, and it wasn't a daily issue. And so this was, I'll bring you guys the site plan in a second, but this was in regards to the entrance on the south side of the lot on Wilmer Avenue. It's a three quarters entry, not a full entry, because of that reason. And so Jared's not here yet, but he can talk to it. And so he spoke about it at the last Planning Commission meeting, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then WMU comments, I have the site plan for Wilmer Avenue and First Street. WMU Electric on the east property line, and we'll need that easement for all future. We have asked for a 10-foot easement for all new developers for utilities if possible. And then the city engineer comments are below, so the 13 are included. So eventually, haven't spoken to Mel yet. He's on vacation. So that's the Kennedy High Public Works Department, the engineer for the county. So I will be in contact with him about like what his standards will be, since this is a county aid road. But I imagine like these are all pretty standard, like what their comments and requirements are. And so some of these are site plans kind of related to snow, site plans related to other management. So it's Chris Ludwig, you're here with us tonight. Yep. So Chris, if you'd like to present anything, you have any questions, we're gonna go get the site plan for everyone. That way we'll have that and you guys can review and kind of see what the setbacks are and like how narrow some things are for fire. And then also just remember, approval tonight, like I said, we'll need variances, so this will have to go to the Board of Zoning Appeals, unless, you know, we get to a place that, you know, we remove the parking minimums, like yes. Someone suggested, but I don't know.
I would like to suggest that we remove the parking minimums.
I would oppose that suggestion.
All right, yeah, take it away, Chris. I'll bring it back.
Did anyone see the building design plans that I sent to Justice? Did you mm-hmm. forward those to you?
Okay. Yes. So has the site plan changed at all since
it
then?
It hasn't, no.
Oh, okay.
No. So I checked in with the civil team today. There's been no further correspondence since our last meeting. Okay. So are there any objections to the site plan? I'm an architect by trade, so I can answer building stuff better than civil and site stuff, but I have my team on standby if need be.
I'm not familiar with, I mean, I've heard the name a lot, but I've never been to one. But is there, Phil Popeyes, is there there's room for sit-in and eat-in also?
Yes, sir.
How many tables or how many people could you see?
So this is a 24-seat dining room.
That's pretty small.
Yeah, about 75% of the business nationwide is drive-through.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, we've been talking with Justice about the parking spaces, and I mean, I frequent the restaurant near my home, and there's probably three cars in the parking lot at any one time. They're all in the drive-through. So.
14 parking. How many employees do you have on staff in any typical shift?
So Popeyes has usually six max.
Okay.
On a max shift.
So 14 minus 6 is 8. That sounds great. Is that right?
Yes. That's a
well, that gets pretty tight.
Usually three or four.
Wilmer is going to go nuts when this thing opens. And it's going to be packed from dawn till dusk. Remember when Starbucks opened? It was ridiculous. I'm wondering if six.
Well, even if there was, on the 24 seats, if people came in as couples, that would be 12 cars, and your six cars for your employees is 18, so I think
just ran that, so it counts.
The 14 is pretty close. It's closer than the 31 anyway.
Can we go back in time? How many parking spaces did did the Dairy Queen have? I feel like it couldn't have been.
God, did they have any on the back side? Or was everything on the front side?
There was like three, I think, on the south side.
Yeah.
But then.
There was probably
the
another.
The whole east and west. The west side was like picnic tables.
Mm-hmm.
And the east side was a drive through lane.
Well, there was probably 10 along First Street side.
Yeah.
On the west side, so there's probably about 14.
And their inside seating wasn't much bigger.
No, it was.
If at all.
That was smaller.
It was pretty little, huh?
Yeah.
I know Justice is getting the site plan, but the drive through is a double drive through, so there's
mm-hmm.
double stacking.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth things along.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
from the McDonald's out of that. Was so
people understand how it works.
The zipper.
I do have a question.
It's not in rocket science.
Just for clarification on the municipal utilities comments.
Look at your zipper.
It says we have asked for a tent for these new developers. Are they applying that to this, or is utilities already here?
Electric utilities. It's on the they're on the east side, so I don't know where they'd want another tent for these.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, we were doing math while you were gone, so.
Yeah. So they submitted a utility plan to WMU. And that's what the comment was derived from. If you guys want to see it, I can print that too.
So what we were talking about when you were gone was that there's room for 24 seats inside seating.
Yeah, so there's actually inside of you.
And six employees, so we were kind of doing some math and figuring that two people, if they filled up 24 seats with couples, that would be 12 cars and then six more, so we're talking, we're pretty close to the 14, a little bit.
So, and I guess one of the things that they did want to point out with the project, I don't know if you mentioned this, Chris, but they said that they do 75% of their business in the drive-thru. And so just kind of like with modern drive-through facilities, you need both. That's just kind of what it is for restaurants
and everything is.
Yeah. So because I brought this up to them, just kind of about like when we went over the entrance. Drive-through facilities across the nation just have mangled entrances just because of like the drive-through traffic and like what that does. So I think. The three-quarter entry is kind of part of it, but just like they're not Chick-fil-A is really what they wanted to emphasize, is that like if this was Chick-fil-A, then like it'd be like we'd be like, you can't even build on the site, like you probably need to like be somewhere else with like much 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 bigger space. So I guess kind of from a parking standpoint, I mean, my take on this, I mean, you know, if they say they only need 14, then I think we kind of make them get by with it. But I think if this was like a world where like we could like make them do something, I think ideally I'd probably shrink the entrance on the south of Wilmer Ave and then make them buy like an easement, kind of, you know, like the apartment buildings to the east. Yeah, because I mean, like so many of the drive-through establishments on First Street, they bought a lot on Second Street, tore down the house, and then put up a parking lot so they can have like the access point. Mm-hmm. So you know, since it's already there and it's really just like a building a drive-through, I mean that's something to think about.
So we're looking at then, if we approve the plan review, we have to then approve it with
conditions that they go to the BZA and they get the necessary variances for the parking. And then, because one of the variances is for the amount of parking spaces. The second variance is for parking in the right of way. And so, technically, in the city of Wilmer, there is an ordinance in the general business district that there has to be a 10-foot setback from the right of way, and parking cannot be in that 10-foot setback. Normally, like you can build non-structures can go in setbacks, but it explicitly states that this cannot. So they do have parking in the right of way. It's the parking on the south side of the lot. So there are two variances that would be required. And so if you guys do choose to approve this, it will be with the condition that it must go to the BZA to be approved. Yep.
Drawing board. Just that.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you guys want to see it, I can try to pull it up. I've been here all day, but I've been here all day. So.
Is there a break in the median for the southbound traffic?
No. After we left 2 weeks ago, it goes all the way down to Burger King. The second Burger King entrance. So, no, they can't cut across there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Steve and I talked about that.
There'll be attempts.
So I made sure I drove home that way.
There'll be attempts, yes. Okay. Well, up yours.
And then across here, we talked about too. This one is a...
Yeah, I looked at that even today.
Yeah, that's like a right turn only, like you...
Supposed to be.
Yeah. Well.
No, like.
Yes. So if you follow the rules, it is a right turn only.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to review the city engineer's comments?
Yes.
And maybe you don't have any time with any of those requirements.
Yeah, so I guess, so I can read, so I'll read them out if you want to go along. So the number one, so the applicant shall satisfy all Candiahai County Public Works Department requirements relative to County Highway 23, that's Wilmer Avenue. Number two, the applicant shall obtain a work within right-of-way permit prior to construction. The applicant shall be responsible for all costs associated with repairs to First Street and Wilmer Avenue required because of construction. The applicant shall submit a stormwater management plan for review by the City of Wilmer. The applicant shall submit an erosion control plans for review by the City of Wilmer. Site erosion control best management practices shall be inspected by the City of Wilmer prior to any earth-moving activities at the site. 7. The applicant shall submit a grading plan for review by the City of Wilmer. 8. The applicant shall submit utility plans for review by the City of Wilmer. 9. The applicant shall submit construction details for review by the City of Wilmer. 10. All pedestrian facilities shall be constructed in accordance with ADA and ProWag standards. 11. Snow storage location shall be identified on the site plan. Alternatively, if snow will not be stored on site, a snow and ice management plan shall be submitted to the city for review. 12. The applicant shall notify the City of Wilmer a minimum of 48 hours prior to construction at the site. 13. All construction shall be in accordance with the City of Wilmer standards. So. Yeah,
the
gonna say,
the
yeah.
Snow removal one's new to me. But
yeah, no, like, pretty big deal. So I mean, like, I'd say like, probably like the northern half of like the Walmart parking lot goes away in the wintertime. It's like all
okay.
Snow.
I mean, yeah, I'm in the suburbs of Chicago, so I mean we get snow, but and I know what the mountains you're talking about.
Yeah.
So what is that? What is required by that one as far as what kind of document? Or
no, so I guess just probably, so since you guys probably won't store it on site, whatever management plan, like if you come up with, like you guys contract with the service in town to remove it, mm-hmm. just submit that contract to us, and then we'll just verify that you guys have an agreement.
Okay.
And so that way, if we ever have any issues with it, and then it's like, that way you can reference it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
Okay, so the motion then would be required to mention the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Yep.
And to meet all the stipulations that have been presented.
Yep, by the city engineer.
Okay. Would anybody like to forward the, or make a motion?
Yes, I'll make the motion to approve with the recommendations, including the requirement for the variance on parking stalls and number of parking stalls and parking right of way, and compliance with the city engineer's comments requirements.
Okay, is there a second?
Second what he said, yeah. That was very thorough, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, any other, before we go to vote, any other questions?
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
So I had a question from the civil engineer. He mentioned when he read your email, Justice, about the two variances, he says there's no parking spaces in the right-of-way. Maybe he means a parking setback. Is there a right-of-way there?
Yes, so it's kind of the best.
It's six. The park is about 6'8" off the right-of-way. The curb.
The old curb property line right-of-way debate. I went for a bike ride Sunday. I left my glasses on the on my washer, and my dog chewed my glasses. So these are my bike glasses. So I've been walking around in goggles when I look at things on the computer.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Super funny. Super, super funny.
Welcome to the world of dog ownership.
Oh, man. Yeah. So. You know what I want. first triggered here. Where are we at? Yeah, this is it. Yeah, so I imagine like where the, I guess the discrepancy here, as of like what is the right of way? Yeah, I guess like this would probably be like a Mel question of like what actually is the right of way then.
Well, it's showing on their drawing here.
Yeah.
And they show the parking, the curb, beginning of the curb, 6'8" in back of the, in back of the right of way.
Oh, what the? 6'8" from curb to the other side of the boulevard, the south side of the boulevard.
From the parking lot curb.
Right.
To the property line, which is the right of way line that shows 6'8" is what their surveyor put on here. And there's no problems with any other street right of way. So.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have curb stops, right?
There's curb, it'd be continuous curb. Does this question make sense?
Yeah.
I don't see what the keynotes are on that, on the dash line, what looks like a property line.
The which?
I'm looking at the civil engineering drawing, I think the same one that you're referencing, and I don't see any keynotes indicating what the dark line is. It's traditionally shown as a property line, but...
Mm-hmm. Right, no. That looks like it's your property line, which is the right-of-way line.
Okay.
It is identified as property line.
Oh. Yeah, property boundary, yeah.
It's on the inside of the sidewalk, so I don't see how that would be right-of-way.
So I just kind of
from the site plan it would appear that there is no parking in the right of way.
Okay, so right. So only the one variance for the parking, for the number of parking stalls. All right. Yep. Yeah. That's what I thought.
So amended.
That'll work.
I remember when Bethesda was putting their last addition on there, they had the curb right up to the edge of the sidewalk, and that one went through, but I was thinking it was like the curb had to be at least 5 feet in back of the right-of-way line or the property line, but that's a long time ago, yeah. But that's what I remember that for, so.
Cars will hang over and encroach on
you. Yeah, you just don't want the bumpers have it hanging over.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do with that?
Yeah, so I mean, just the one variance for the number of parking stalls then.
Okay. Alrighty. Any more questions? Okay. Stacy?
Aye.
Jasmine?
Aye.
Kelsey?
Aye.
Cletus?
Aye.
Stephanie?
Aye.
And Joe? Aye. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I just would have printed it, but like you can't print like the 11 by 17s in color. But you guys saw the building. It's super, super nice. It's going to be really, really nice. So I'll be in touch about scheduling like the Board of Zoning Appeals meeting. We had our first meeting, I think, in like 13 months, like 2 weeks ago. So I told them that like there's probably going to be like a parking meeting coming up soon. So they're aware. So I just got to... There's someone on the board who has like a weird swing shift, so they don't meet at a certain, they don't meet on a certain day, but I'll be in touch with you, and so we can probably do that, I'd say probably that second week of October, see if they're free. So then from there, then like we can go with like construction documents and everything, so
yeah,
pretty sure. Straightforward.
Do you need our attendance at the next one?
I'd say normally, yeah, so someone comes out, so. Sorry about that, but...
Will they be coming back for any conditional use or anything like that, or is this good to go and all in after?
Yeah, no, yeah, no, done here at the Planning Commission. So the next one's just the Board of Zoning Appeals, so...
Perfectly.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Good luck. When are you thinking about starting? Are you?
So this is a spring 23 build for sure.
Yeah. You did pre-orders.
It's the chicken wars are out there, right? Chicken sandwiches, everyone wants them. So yeah. Every PC meeting I'm at, they ask the same question. How can we get here faster? we're trying.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks so much.
Municipal Utilities Water Treatment Plant.
Really would be helpful if Jared was here. But, yeah, so I'll go ahead and pass these out. So this has kind of been in the works for a while. There's a little bit of confusion on behalf of the utilities. So that they went in front of council years ago to get approval to build this. And of course they got it. And then the other day they went out for bids, and then I ran into someone from over there and was like, the bids went really, really well. And I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, I'm pretty sure they got to get permission to build this. So I was talking to the building official, and he was like, yeah, it's not a state licensed facility. So it'll be us reviewing it. So sometimes, with state licensed facilities, it bypasses us, goes to the state for review, all that. But this is not the case. So reached out to them, let them know that we'll have to inspect it. We'll have to review their plans. They'll have to go to the Planning Commission. And so then they're kind of like, what? So, they've been super helpful. Got me all their plans. Got several calls from engineers, kind of about everything. So pretty straightforward. They're not building a parking. Oddly enough, Wilmer Municipal Utilities facilities do not require any parking. None. So it's not like they need to build parking for this. It'd be pointless anyway.
It's non-staff.
But yeah, so it's really Jonathan. Yeah, Jonathan.
Motion to adjourn, though.
Motion to adjourn.
Yeah, if you want to hand that to Jonathan. Oh, there we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, would you like one as well, Kathy? Yeah, there we go. If you guys want to give her.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. So, then I go over the requirements, but just pretty straightforward. Setbacks met. It's the existing use. Nothing too wild. All right. So. Use a plan review and then minimum. All right, so then the only thing we just kind of with the setbacks. So setback to any property line as recommended by the zoning administrator and approved by the Planning Commission, taking into consideration the zoning and the district requirements governing the surrounding area. In no case, however, shall the setbacks be less than 30 feet for the front street or rear and 15 feet for the sides, except where a use abuts a railroad line and zero setback is necessary for access and loading purposes. And then, as recommended by the Planning Commission and approved by myself.
And this building is actually further back from the existing building.
So. Yep. So I'll just go through this and. All right, so WMU is in the process of planning a new addition to their old water treatment facility at their Lakeland Drive Northeast location. So initially, I thought the plans were to demolish the building and then build a new building. And so what I thought was they were going to build a new building, turn the new building on, and then disconnect the old one and then demolish it. But like Jared clarified, the plan is to build an addition onto the existing building. So there are no parking requirements for WMU facility buildings. The current use is WMU facility building, so it's a water treatment plant. The project, as presented, complies with setbacks, lot size, and building dimensions. Comments, no concerns from WPD side on this one, I can think of. Fire Chief Hansen, I see no concerns from the FD side. course, I'm sure WMU agrees with this. City engineer, we have reviewed the plans submitted for the above reference project. The plans have been prepared in accordance with the City of Wilmer standards, and we recommend approval of the plans and that a building permit be issued for the improvements. So then I guess, here to speak on their behalf. I guess someone from the public would like to speak. If I have any questions?
Great.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked through everything yet, but I'm Kathy Petrick, and I have property on Lakeland Drive on the north side. And I've got to start out by saying how disappointing it is that the city is making these kind of plans next to me. And really, this is the first I've heard about it. I want to thank Mr. Walker for sending me an email to let me know about it. But this is no minor little project. So we're all neighbors. You're my neighbor. I'm your neighbor. And I don't think this has been handled very well. So I do want to share that. Now, my concern is multi-purpose because what I'm trying to do is obviously different than what the city's trying to do. It's obviously your responsibility to make sure the city is moving forward, that we're planning appropriately. We've got to have great water. We've got to have great facilities. We want Wilmer to be a great city. We're all on the same page with that. But I think the city could be a little bit nicer neighbor to me personally, but to others around. About 20 years ago, you guys put up the water tower. Same issue. Not a letter, nothing in the paper, a water tower, and that is my family's property, or was my family's property. So disappointing to me that it's handled that way. Anyway, what I'd like to better understand is what this means on many levels. What is the, are there sounds, are there, you know, what does this look like? Is this, you know, is it gonna look like an eyesore? Does it create any smells? Does it affect erosion? I have farmland just to the north of there. So does it create any erosion? Does it do anything to decrease the value of the property? Is there an opportunity to talk more about those? Because again, this is kind of first look I'm getting at this. So that's my concerns today. I don't know what the process is from here, but aside from, you know, the email, that's really all the city has communicated with me. That's pretty disappointing.
What are we doing here? Is this just a plan review, or is it just a giving them of the blessings to go ahead?
Yeah, so everything in the government district requires a plan review, similar to the industrial district. So it's pretty straightforward. I mean, don't have to go to council for anything. I think they went to council for like financial reasons because it's a WMU is like a joint power situation. So they are a part of the city, but they're separate from the city. And that's about the best way to explain it. So their projects like require like city approval and all this other stuff. But as far as just the process, this is really just straightforward plan review. They submit the plans. If they comply, then it's approved. I know they just kind of like from a site plan process and the plan review procedure. Since it's a permitted use, like and not like a conditional use, there's no like public hearing. The public obviously can come to speak about it, but it's not like a variance where people need to be notified or a conditional use permit that like needs to be notified that has like a like a radius to it. So the notification process with it's pretty minimal since it's almost essentially like a by right situation.
Like so, a zero.
Yeah.
So my question is if there's not a rush to anything, would a suggestion be to require them to be at our next meeting so that they can answer questions?
Yeah. That's
right. And just tell them we put this on hold until they can have somebody present at the meeting?
Yep, that's fine.
And then our next meeting is what? It'd be the first Wednesday in October.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Would you be able to?
I'd be very willing to come out. I live in the cities myself, but I'd be very willing to come out. The property is extremely important to me.
Yeah, because there's several people from there that could make an appearance here. So.
Yeah, I think so. I was banking on Jared being here tonight. since Bolton and Minka are the people working on the plans, but he's not.
It would be nice to have somebody from the water supervisor or the general manager or somebody.
So I guess, what were your questions specifically? That way we can make note of them, try and get answers for them.
I really haven't had time to review this, so my questions are very general, but specifically, I'd be interested in just a couple notes I jotted down were noise. Visually, is this an eyesore? Is it something that's attractive? I mean, when it was first put there, there was a one little building put there. Well, then a how tall water tower ends up there. And my concern as well is that everything is on my side. There's another business on their south side, and there's nothing over there. So it kind of feels like everything's coming my way. And I have no intentions of selling that property. So the city was, when I purchased it from my mother and aunt, the city was offered the property before I was, and they decided not to buy it because they'd already bought the property where Dunnick and where the water facility is now. So I have no intentions of moving out and have, in fact, invested considerably in that property. So, you know, my concern would be around noise, visual, is there any smell, is there any erosion, is it going to generate any waste? You know, is there traffic concerns? Are there like, it says drain cleanouts? Well, I really don't know what that means. So it's like, are there big trucks coming in there? I'd like to better understand that. So, and then evaluate what does it do for the neighborhood impact? Is, you know, not just for me, but for others, are they concerned that, you know, is this correct for the neighborhood to be doing this? Is it the right piece? So those are in general my concerns, and you know, you talked about parking, but what does it do from a traffic standpoint? My family's been there since 1951, and it was rural route 2 at that time, so things have changed.
Well, you're still down living in the city someplace?
I do.
Yeah, so if she's gonna come out for the next meeting, I guess it would be put it on the utilities that they got to have somebody. They have to have somebody here, so she doesn't waste a trip coming in and out.
No problem.
Can we do that?
Yeah. I can definitely do that. I'll communicate that to Jarrett.
And then you can get back.
Yeah.
And confirm.
And that I'd love to look this over further and see if I have any more questions. All this is a little foreign to me, so I can't look at it like you guys probably can and say, "Oh, it takes me a little longer to figure it out."
Yeah,
Stacy.
Stephanie.
Stephanie.
That's okay. You get it yet. Yeah. Hopefully before you retire. But.
Yeah.
Can we also ask Jarrett for a dimension plan?
Oh, with measurements on it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Because I can't answer your question about how large the building is without those measurements.
That's or distance to right away for setbacks.
Yeah, I don't
know. That too, yes.
Yeah, I thought that they had.
I didn't see it on the ones I looked at, so I'm assuming.
I couldn't find it.
You did a good job with.
And does Justice have a phone number for you or something?
Yeah, so I do.
I suppose the thing on the other side of you, we probably got it from that house move and stuff. You probably got it from then, so.
Well, honestly, too, I don't know if there's any more about that, but that completely changed. You know, I did come to that meeting, and that completely changed. So disappointing to me that, again, I'm an adjacent landowner, and these things are happening, and I'm wondering, you know, what's happening. And
that's fair.
There's talk of adding more there, and I just, like I said, as an adjacent owner, I really feel like I should know. It seems like a reasonable thing to expect.
Okay. So anyway, I don't know we have to take a formal action, but I would say for the record that they'll be asked to be here at the next meeting to present. They'll be ready to present.
The date on that is October
3rd.
5th.
You've got Monday on the brain. We're not going to City Council.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the 6th.
The 5th? October 6th.
They need to get out of sleep.
October 5th.
Is that the
right?
Okay. Yeah.
The same thing, 6:30, is that the...
Yep.
No. Is that right?
Yeah,
October 5th.
Yeah, October 5th.
5th.
Huh?
5th.
5th, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, so we're just going to wait to vote on this for the October 5th meeter.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That works for me. I think it's only a fair way to do it. Get that, so. Okay. All righty, then we'll just let that go.
Yeah.
Cool. And thank you.
Yep. Any other comments or concerns related to this? Or? All right. Yep, I'll ask Jared for that. Cool. I guess with that, we'll just go ahead and move on to the miscellany. All right. Pretty chill tonight. All right. So first things first. Got a pretty serious phone call today from the attorney, kind of regarding the CUP. So Monday night, the rezone was not approved and was tied to the traffic study. So they tabled the rezone until the traffic study comes back. And so you can't approve the TIF district unless it is rezoned because it's not compliant.
Yeah.
And so it has to be congruent with the comprehensive plan. And so without the rezone, it can't be voted on. So now everything is tied to the traffic study. And so he asked, he was like, oh, so like, how did the Planning Commission approve the CUP without the rezone? And I was like, well, the rezone was approved contingent upon the traffic study, and their findings from the traffic study are applied, period. Like, if they do not adhere to the findings of the traffic study, then the conditional use permit, it's not legitimate. That's how it will be recorded. And I was like, I haven't even put out a statement yet on the decision because it's not approved yet. And he was like, okay, all right. So the bigger question, which is another reason I was hoping Jared was here tonight, the concern. What was the length you guys wanted on the traffic study? Because I know just going over the minutes, initially the developer offered a one-day traffic study. People in the community were like, that's not going to fly. And it came up at council, and they were like, oh, well, like, how come we didn't have the traffic study earlier? And I was like, no, because, like, that whole road suffers from, like, school traffic, so they didn't think it would be right to have a traffic study when school's not in session. So, how long is sufficient? Because I feel like, you know, I don't live on the business end.
I thought, like, at the fire station meeting, I thought we said that they were the experts and that they were going to be taking care of that. That I think we all assumed, mentioned at one point a one day, but they said, no, I don't know. I think that the way I remember the agreement, it was going to be longer than a one day,
yeah,
but they kept telling us that we're the experts and these people that are coming in will be the experts, so it was, we didn't mandate anything.
And I guess that's kind of what I'm wondering. Do you guys want a length associated with it or not? And I guess, like, the consequences of that are dependent on the length of the traffic study affects if it can go to council on the 3rd, which affects everything else, because everything is tied to the findings of the traffic study. And so that's what I'm just kind of wondering. Do you guys, like, a week, 2 weeks, what do you guys think is sufficient? I want to know. Because that way, like, it's taken out of the gray area.
Week.
3 days.
Well, maybe you want to cover the weekend, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying, a weekend day. They don't have to be, it could be a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Well, does this mean that they got to have somebody present there all the time?
No,
there's going to be some other stuff. So, if we went a full week, 1 week.
Okay, yeah, so one full week.
Every day covered.
And making sure that the counters are tracking 7:30 to 8:30, that 30 minutes on both sides of, like, when school's in session for the high school, mm-hmm. and then 30 minutes on both sides when the school is out of session. So I know there's some skepticism about counters being turned off at busy times, that some people feel.
So does the counter just stay on for the duration of the study, and then you can just sample or just look at those sample times?
Yeah,
does it turn off and on?
No, so the counters are when, like, you're driving somewhere and there's little, like, black strips across the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what those are. Yeah. And so then they'll, like, put them places. And so then, like, they have, like, the data. And so there are conspiracies about traffic counters being turned off at busy times purposely. So I think it's when we get the traffic study, like, because if the traffic study omits when school is, like, people are going to school and when people are leaving school, I think, like, the community would definitely cry foul, like, this is the whole reason we wanted this.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Just a little clarification, is there a correlation between time and the count?
Yeah, so yeah,
so that
yeah,
we
yeah.
can place a time frame over the entire count and see from 1 hour to 1 hour how traffic changes based upon the what's going on.
Yeah, they should have that. Yeah, they should have that.
And who's responsible for doing the traffic study?
So we don't. So apparently, so the traffic engineer has contacted the city engineer. Who they are, I do not know. I can get clarity on that tomorrow too.
But it's not the applicant.
No. So the applicant is paying like a traffic engineer to handle that, and then like I said, it does have to be reviewed by Jared, and then Jared will present the findings about what they are.
The old-fashioned ones was just as you drove over, it squeezed the button and it just clicked, and it didn't have any time correlation. All you had was you got so many in a day. Mm-hmm. I would hope that things are, with all the fancy stuff that they were talking about, these traffic engineers are high tech and they're doing all this kind of stuff, they would have something that
because the big thing is Lakeland Drive and Civic Center, and they're not being allowed to control it, and then like the traffic going east on Civic Center doesn't stop because it's just a yield sign. So
you may not be able to answer this, but the next question is, once that count is complete, do they extrapolate to the anticipated existing traffic based upon the development?
It's
going to be a totally different picture.
Yes. And so this would decide if a turn lane gets built. This would decide if the intersection at Lakeland and Civic Center Drive needs to change. This would also decide if the road needs to be restriped. And so all of those things could be recommendations that come out of the traffic study. And I think there are already like some very early preliminary concessions, because I think... like they started looking at stuff and like, oh, they're not lying.
Well, it's what is the triggering condition of the outcome of a traffic study that would potentially not allow it to go forward? Is there a threshold that would be crossed that would say, no, this is a volume of traffic that is not?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think there was just, so the threshold would be like, these are the mitigations that have to be painted. So not, you can't restripe, you need to actually add concrete and like build a turn lane and go into it. And so then that would be the cost associated that might make it cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
And then also the city would, like if the city decided, oh, we're not paying for these upgrades, you're paying for these upgrades. And then that's like, well, do we need a traffic light or we need a roundabout, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Those things could all, like, so I would say if something became cost prohibitive, like if one of the mitigations came cost prohibitive, it would be an issue.
Sure.
But these would be the engineer's either recommendations or requirements.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I understood from them that they'll be phasing these three apartments like they did on County Road 5.
Yep.
They did one each year.
Yep.
So the first year you only get 100 cars, the next year it'll be two buildings, and the third year it'll be three buildings. So they got to figure that.
The
whole complex
adding that
into that.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I feel like you're going to react to this question in a negative way. But I need to ask. If the traffic study does show a marked increase of traffic from the hours of 7:30 to 8:30, 4:30 to 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be possible to have a moratorium on train activity at those times?
What? I mean, we could ask.
I knew you were going to react that way.
No, but if you...
That totally is
part of it.
And then I could stop asking
a good,
most reasonable
a good share of... A good share of the reason that Lakeland Drive is blocked is because switching.
Yes.
Okay. Well, according to all the millions of dollars that was spent on the west end of town for the Y, that will go away now.
When?
In October, because now the trains coming into Wilmer will either go straight west or straight southwest. Okay. That's the way they're supposed to package them. And the other way is supposed to go from one to the other, so, and they're supposed to come through. So theoretically, that's why they built that, is so that there won't be a lot of switching for 7th and 10th and Lakeland Drive. So they're supposed to be just going through and not doing all the switching. We'll see if it happens that way.
I got to tell you, man, I forget where I was, man, but I actually saw a train like flying through an intersection. I was like, man, this is what this looks like. I don't see this.
Yeah,
I don't see this anymore. Yeah, I don't, like, trains are just kind of stationary. All right. So I guess kind of. So we'll go just a week long continuous traffic study with attention paid to the people going to school and people going to the Midwest campus. That's the other part. They're claiming 700 employees out of the Midwest campus, and they all take Lakeland. And when I thought about it, that's according to the abatement. That's what they're claiming. And when I thought about it, ever since I moved to Wilmer, with the exception of like when I was housed down at the Mid-Minnesota Development Commission downstairs, I've been commuting on Lake Lane since I moved here on bike. So.
And they, you haven't been hit yet.
Yeah, kudos to you.
There is,
still alive.
There is traffic that comes in from the north.
Yeah, there is. There
but
is.
But I think
there
a lot
is.
Of it comes in.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so that's the CUP. So we'll go a week-long continuous traffic study with attention paid to people going to and from around that 7 to 8:30 time.
Yeah,
period.
I would broaden it out to 7 to 8:30 at least.
Yeah.
Because the buses and the people are starting to come in already by 7. Mm-hmm.
Do you need any formal action on that?
I guess we probably should take a motion on that since that could be
doesn't
limited.
Hurt.
Yep.
Motion made.
Second.
All right, perfect. All right, yep, so the motion would be for that the traffic study mandated for the conditional use permit is a week-long traffic study with attention paid to 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. And then 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. For traffic on Lakeland Drive.
What time did you start the afternoon?
Yeah. 4 p.m. Oh, man, it probably should be like 3 to 5
p.m.
Yeah,
to make it 3 because the school gets out.
Yeah, so 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
As long as it's continuous, you'll still be able to see after sporting event times.
Yeah.
And your evening traffic is going to be equally bad.
Oh, man.
I'm super excited that this traffic study is happening during homecoming.
Oh. Super nice.
Okay.
All right, and so then the final thing, just the shoreline ordinance.
We'll vote for that.
There we go. Sorry, Jeff.
Okay. Any more discussion? No, we'll vote. Okay. Jasmine?
Yes.
Kelsey?
Yes.
Letus?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Stephanie?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jeff? Aye.
All right, cool. And then finally, just the shoreline ordinance. So, been talking to the DNR hydrologist. I think it's really just like a pretty straight up and down high replacement. So we'll probably just like swap the entire thing out. So the last one was updated in 1991, and they just have like new ordinances that they're pushing. And I guess kind of there's some sniffing around the Calabic property. And as you guys know, there is like a lot of lakefront there. And so would really pay to have a modern ordinance there. So I'll probably not the next meeting, but probably the second meeting in October. I'll have that like ready to go for you guys. I'm trying to think. I know like there are the other ordinances about like marijuana, like where it can be sold and looking at that. But yeah, that on another light meeting, that's where we'll have that in. So I'm not going to spoil it. We're going to get out of here in an hour. So, but that's it. That's just an update. Don't require anything else.
Okay.
So
is there any update on Slim Chicken?
Yeah, so the reapportionment went through, so I need some signatures tonight. So, Jonathan, I'll need your signature. So we got to get a signature, the mayor, clerk, and the engineer. But I got their preliminary plans in. They had to make some things bigger. But, yeah, so that's going forward, so that should be rolling soon. So going to be an inundation of chicken restaurants on First Street next year.
You think we could get a Chick-fil-A?
Motion to adjourn?
So,
second?
Second.
Hey.